VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here, back with another...
What's that smell? Is there a horse stable nearby?
What? No, no horses. Anyway, I'm back to challenge your...
Oh my gosh. It smells like month-old wet socks. What is that?
Hey, do you mind? I'm trying to introduce today's topic here. Well, if you've already seen today's video, you know I can't blame my friend for her reaction. Stinky tofu is polarizing. You either love it or you hate it. And if you haven't seen the video yet, check it out. Watching people try stinky tofu for the first time is always amusing. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. The equivalent of what I imagine, like, gym socks would taste like in, like, a seventh grader's locker that were there for, like, 6 months. That's a super casual American English sentence right there. So here are some pronunciation tips for you while you're working on that. Equivalent of. You can link these two words together so that of gets shortened. Equivalent of. Equivalent of. What I. You can also link these two words together, and what sounds a little bit more like would with a D at the end in American English. What I. What I. Okay, here's the sentence of the day one more time, a little slower. The equivalent of what I imagine, like, gym socks would taste like in, like, a seventh grader's locker that were there for, like, 6 months. Let's check out some vocab from the sentence. First one, equivalent. This adjective means having the same amount, value, purpose, qualities, etc. For example, you'll need to do 10 laps to swim the equivalent of 500 meters. Next up, imagine. This verb means to form or have a mental picture or idea of something. For example, that's an insane story. I can't even imagine what you've been going through lately. This last phrase came from the video, but is not actually in today's sentence. An acquired taste. So this whole phrase functions as an adjective. It means something that you dislike at first, but that you start to like after you have tried it a few times. For example, super dark chocolate might be an acquired taste, but it is a lot better for you than milk chocolate. From the video, you can see that this phrase comes in really handy when talking about trying something new and strange to you, especially stinky tofu. I'm guessing that based on my experiences, foreigners and immigrants all over the world probably have to answer the same kinds of typical questions from locals. Where are you from? How long have you been here? What do you do? Yada yada. For foreigners living in Taiwan, after we get through those starter questions and we get to chatting a bit, it doesn't take long before Taiwanese ask, "Have you tried stinky tofu?" I avoided it for years until a student of mine promised to bring me the best stinky tofu. Well, I've always loved stinky cheese, so I figured, why not? And you know what? To me, stinky tofu is not that far off from stinky cheese. They both taste way better than they smell. I would tell any American now, if you like stinky cheese, then... Actually, now that I think about it, not everyone likes stinky cheese either. I suppose it really is an acquired taste. So, what do you think about stinky tofu? If you haven't tried it yet, would you like to? Let me know in the comments. And as always, when you're ready, hit that record button with your sentence. Catch you next time.